The SNP conference had something that the other political conferences lacked this year, and that was a united political party with a unity of purpose, wanting to take forward a positive agenda and try and bring some hope and optimism back into political discourse. But Nicola Sturgeon was right that the Tory government's attempts to secure a Brexit deal are an unfolding calamity. That's because if we look at the Tory government's own analysis, hundreds of thousands of jobs will be lost. It will hit our GDP, which means even less money for public services after a decade of failed austerity. And all of that for something that we don't need to do, for a calamity that shouldn't have been there in the first place. Now, whether we like it or not, whether we voted Leave or Remain, this will have an impact on each and every one of us. And we're seeing the damage already with medicines that won't be available, with people who are leaving, with jobs that are being lost. And that's damaging for everybody. The least worst option, not the best option, the best option is staying part of the EU. The least worst option is to stay in the customs union and the single market. Now, if one's agreed for Northern Ireland, for example, there's no reason why it shouldn't be agreed for Scotland. And we know from the analysis that's been done by the Scottish government and the UK government, they don't agree on much, but we know that they agree that that is the least worst option for our economy. And it's really important that over these coming crucial weeks and months that we put the case for our universities and research institutions, for our health service that relies on EU nationals and the EU funding that's so important to us all, and also for opportunities for young people as we build for the future too. And we also need to look at the case about how independent Scotland can provide opportunity and hope in the stark contrast to